Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans safety Jalen Petrie joins us. Jalen, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig here. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good. How you doing?
Terrific.
Doing great, man. What are you seeing about the Bears on tape? What are you seeing from Montgomery? Seems like they've run the ball pretty well. Is that what's sticking out the most?
Definitely. You know, Montgomery, I feel like he's like the heart of their team. You know, he gets them going, and I think it starts with the run with the Bears. So we understand that they're going to try to run it early and also, you know, start to implement some boots and different passes off of that.
It seems to me that you love teams like this, like the way you play the game, the way you've played the game. If a team wants to try to be, you know, a real, you know, physical running team, that's right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, yes, sir. I love, you know, the physicality of the game of football in general. But I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, it's a certain type of offense that I like to play. You know, mm-hmm. I enjoy preparing every week, and I enjoy, you know, the different challenges that every team brings.
Talking to Jalen Petrie, Texans safety, here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. What have you learned the most two games in? What are some things that you think you need to work on the most, and what do you think you've done well?
In terms of, you know, improving, I think my tackling and my aiming points can always get better. You know, I wasn't 100% in terms of my tackling last week. Reading my keys and being patient during my keys, that's something that I'm consistently trying to improve on as well. So those two things are probably the two improvements that I need to make. In terms of the things that I like my energy on the field. I feel like I'm doing a good job at communicating and having a good positive energy, and just also, you know, being able to make a couple plays here and there for the team. I feel like I've done that, but I look to, you know, do a lot more in the future.
You know, Jalen, on Sunday, it was pretty obvious that the Broncos were going at Derek Stingley. And I mentioned yesterday, they're trying to make that his welcome to the NFL moment. Have you experienced anything similar, and how have you handled it?
Oh, yes, sir. I experience it every day in practice. We have great players on offense, and you know, they make a lot of plays, so you know, it didn't take me long. I understand that these offenses do have great threats, and I seen it here first in camp with, you know, the Texans. So I would say that was my welcome to the NFL moment.
You were a popular talking point yesterday, and I actually think it's pretty legit. Lopez thinks everyone should do it. It came out that you're living at home with your parents this season. I know Kevin Durant did that as well his rookie year. What are the pros and cons of living with your parents as an NFL player?
The pros of living with my parents is, you know, just having them as support. You know, they're always there if I need them. And then also, you know, just, you know, that family atmosphere is definitely another pro. The cons is sometimes I'm not able to see them as much due to like long hours and stuff, but I would say that's probably the only con. It's not many cons when, you know, you're able to live with your parents and, you know, enjoy that family atmosphere.
Yeah, I tweeted it out yesterday. Like, people were like, "Oh, I can't believe he's living with his parents." I'm like, I tweeted out, "Hey, people under 30, live with your parents at least for a year or two, 6 months, whatever it takes. Just get settled. You know, pay off your bills." And I know you're in a different situation.
Take advantage of that love, man.
Yeah, get the food on the weekends that you want. I know you're trying to be healthy, but you know, every once in a while you can cheat and get your career going. I mean, people forget you're not an old guy. I mean, you're still just out of college. I was all about it, man. I think that's the right move. But when are you planning to maybe make that move out?
Jeez, he's trying to kick you out.
No,
Jalen,
I said 6 months to
Come
a year.
On, Lopez.
Six
no,
months to a year. You should live
as
with
long
your
as
parents.
You want, Jalen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's no rush. I mean, I'm gonna get there eventually, but you know, I'm not really rushed and focused on that right now. I'm focused on, you know, like I said, making plays on Sundays and helping out this team as much as possible. Finding a house right now is probably the least of my concerns.
That's what I like to hear right there.
Interest rates are going up.
Now is
yes, sir.
That's right.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest with each other. It's just you and us talking. Are you doing your own laundry? Because I dang sure wouldn't do my own laundry if I was living at home.
Sometimes, but my mom definitely, you know, helps me out with that. She's the best in the world, and she, you know, helps me out with everything. So it's kind of like 75-25. I probably do 25% of, you know, my laundry most of the time.
There you go. What's the what's the thing that you're most looking forward to in Chicago? I don't know that you've ever played there. What are you most looking forward to on Sunday to doing just the atmosphere and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, it's another away game, so I'm just looking forward to, you know, going out there and, you know, making plays with my teammates. I'm not really worried about too much. Not trying to, you know, be worried about too many outside factors, but I do understand that this is, you know, a important, like, this is a big time stadium that we're playing in, you know, a lot of history, and it's a blessing that I get to play in there on Sunday.
What about just your game right now, where it is defensively? You guys in the secondary have, you're not going to say this, but I can, kind of been, you know, the highlight, the star group of this defense. You know, they're giving up some yards on the ground. You guys are making plays. Jonathan Owens has a lot of tackles. You've been making some plays. Where is your game right now in terms of where you want it to be?
I think we're making improvements, but I still think we're far from where we want to be. You know, there is a lot of plays and things, some good highlights that, you know, we see in the film room. But there's a lot of things that we want to improve on. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit for this defense and this team, because we understand the players that we have in the locker room and the type of people that we have as well.
Jalen, we appreciate it. Best of luck on Sunday. Keep doing your thing. So far, so good. Nice start. We look forward to seeing another good game from you on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right. There we go. Jalen Petrie, Texan safety here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 60. You're trying to kick him out of the house, John.
I said 6 months to a year.
There ain't no time limit. Who are you to give him a time limit? His parents might want him there for 2 years.
They might, but I think that then it gets a little bit old. And you don't want that to start working in reverse, so to speak.
Johnny K. This might be a slime off here, too. Trying to kick the man out of the house. Brandon Scott, he's going to join us for his weekly visit. He has strong takes on Pep Hamilton and something the Texans do really well that you might not be thinking about.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.